And as we just heard from Senator Kyle, one incident that's fueling the debate over immigration is the shooting death of a rancher in Arizona. That happened last month. The rancher was Rob Krentz. He was 58 years old, and he was believed to have been killed by drug smugglers. About 1,000 people turned out over the weekend at a memorial for him. Neighbors worried that a tragedy like this would happen. They told NPR's Ted Robbins that now they fear more violence.
Friends and neighbors gathered for Rob Krentz's funeral and a lunch afterward at the historic Gadsden Hotel in Douglas, Arizona. The Krentz family has been ranching in southeastern Arizona for generations. The folks here remembered Rob Krentz as a friendly man who helped whoever he could. These folks live in ranch houses 5, 10, 20 miles apart. They depend on one another to manage livestock and to communicate vital information. It's always good to get together face to face, though the talk following the murder of one of their own was not about the weather. It was about personal safety. Wearing his white cowboy hat, rancher and veterinarian Gary Thrasher spoke on the sidewalk outside the Gadsden Hotel.
Yeah, we were always concerned, but I travel out in that area totally by myself in my truck to these ranch calls, and it makes me a lot more nervous.
The land around here is a blend of open range and rocky, twisting mountain canyons. A century and a half ago, the Apache warrior, Geronimo, used the area's trails to elude the U.S. cavalry for decades. Now, the same trails are corridors for drug cartels using illegal immigrants who can't afford to pay for a guide.
Mafioso says, here, carry this load. That will pay for your trip over. Those guys are pretty innocent, but out in front of them is a guide. One using front, one using back. A lot of them are armed.
Authorities speculate it was one of the guides on his way back who shot Rob Krentz, even though Krentz was armed. Trackers followed the killer's footprints 20 miles south to the Mexican border, where Gary Thrasher says the smugglers terrorize ranchers on the other side.
The Mexican ranchers right along the border have a worse trouble than we do, by a long shot.
I'm tired of it. I'm tired.
John Ladd's ranch, where he lives with his wife and two dogs, is right on the U.S. side of the border, west of Douglas.
It's just every day there's something.
We can see the border fence outside the kitchen window where we're sitting. That's the border fence built a couple of years ago to keep people out. Ladd says the Border Patrol doesn't keep a constant presence next to the fence, so people climb it with ladders, screwdrivers stuck into the fence mesh, even Mexican ponchos, serapes, thrown on top of the fence. Ladd says he's counted 47 groups crossing onto his land in just the last 3 weeks, more than 300 people.
From right here, that's the numbers I'm telling you.
U.S. policy since the mid-1990s has been to push illegal crossers out of cities where there are more voters to complain and where crossers can blend into the population, into rural areas where the Border Patrol has days to chase and maybe track them down. The most common complaint around here, says Gary Thrasher, is the lack of security at the border.
That's where it needs to be stopped. Not up in our backyards, not across the ranches. They don't need to be playing Keystone Cops 30 miles north of the border. That's silliness.
And increasingly dangerous. John Ladd says he doesn't carry a gun with him when he's out. It didn't do Rob Krentz any good, he points out, and it invites trouble. Ladd says there will be more killings if things don't change. He and his fellow ranchers are demanding more resources, radar and unmanned aerial vehicles, and especially more border patrol or troops. Ultimately, Ladd says, it comes back to controlling who comes across.
Number one, there's still got to be a legitimate work program. That'll solve part of the problem, that they won't be coming here anymore. They're still going to be the criminals.
The drug smugglers. As one rancher who didn't want to be identified for fear of reprisal from the cartels put it, let everyone who wants a job into the country legally and shoot the rest. The implicit end of that thought now is, before they shoot us. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.